How are you? I'm Iron Hayden, and welcome to a defining moment in Iron Maiden history, the 17th studio album, Senjutsu. It's out. I'm here with guitarist and songwriter Adrian Smith, all the way from London.
I'm very well, thanks. Very well.
Excellent. How are the fish biting?
Not very good at the moment, mate.
Bugger. We will launch straight into this, my friend. It has been around 5 years, the longest time it's been between Maiden albums. Has this been the whole time in that 5 years you've been working on Senjutsu?
No, we started the album, we recorded it in 2019. It was finished, done and dusted. So wow. It's been, you know, sitting on the shelf for a couple of years. So we only spend 2-3 months doing an album. And that's it. We don't drag it out.
I listened to this album, mate, and fair and square, after just the first listen, I was knackered. There was so much to soak in.
Yeah.
Was the process, was that intentional to get it to that point where it just smacks you about in all your senses?
Not really, no. I mean, I always bring in, you know, a lot of stuff, probably, you know, 45 minutes worth of music, ideas, riffs, you know, songs. Steve, I think, pushed the boundaries on this one. He brought in stuff that was 10, 12, 14 minutes long. These songs, they're almost musical pieces. And we recorded them in pieces, to be honest. We didn't really play them as songs because they were so long and so intricate. He'd bring an idea in, he'd have it on his iPhone, very roughly recorded. And then we'd spend all day rehearsing it and then try and record it a piece, maybe 5 minutes, which would be the intro, and then we'd go through it like that. So I think Steve's stuff being a bit longer made the album, you know, that's why we had to do a double album.
More with Maiden's Adrian Smith still to come, a lot more. This is Iron Maiden Senjutsu in full, kicking off with the title track. It's Triple M's Hard and Heavy. You're listening to Iron Maiden's Senjutsu album in full on Triple M's Hard and Heavy. I'm Iron Hayden, here with Adrian Smith. That was Stratego. Is that what you would say indicative of what the Maiden purists will really love about this new record?
Hopefully they'll like it all. I think there's a good variety on the album. There's a couple of slow tracks, a couple of ballady type tracks.
Yeah.
There's a short and sharp one, like Days of Shoot, Future Past.
Yeah.
It's sort of in between. There's a departure from what we normally do. We've got Writing on the Walls, almost like got a folky country feel to it, you know. Never done that, but that surprised a few people.
Wow. I am so glad you said that, mate, because I was listening to this going, it's got a little bit of country to it. And I wouldn't have dared said that in an Iron Maiden interview, but is that just how it came out, or were you thinking, might go in uncharted territories here?
No, to me it was more English folk. And if you look at the old English folk music, you know, it probably came over to America hundreds of years ago, mixed up with, you know, Cajun, mixed up with blues, and then you have what you call country, American country music. You know, to me it's more, if you go right back to roots, it's more country, I feel, but sorry, folky.
Oh, no, I said that was just lost in the accent, mate. Don't even worry about it.
If there's one thing that I made them never do, that's funky, much as I love it, but I don't think, you know, we'd ever do that. I can't imagine Steve slapping a bass, you know.
Imagine that. You get booted out of bloody rehearsal, mate.
Nico is the most incredible funk drum we've ever heard. If you hear him, he's, you know, he can do anything. Anyway.
No surprise there, mate.
No funk.
Was it even a challenge just to pick what was going to be the first drop from this album?
Well, I thought it was going to be a song called Days of Future Past, but because that's the shortest song on there. And I thought it was an obvious single, but they decided to go with Writing on the Wall. Yeah, I was a little surprised. Plus, we never edit anything. You know, I've tried to, you know, I wouldn't have minded editing it a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is.
This is Senjutsu in full on Triple M's Hard and Heavy, The Writing on the Wall. This is Iron Maiden on Triple M Hard and Heavy, and what a bloody treat. The full album, Senjutsu, Maiden's 17th studio album. It is a whopping big double banger, clocking in at 81 minutes and 53 seconds, if you don't mind. And every single second of it is bloody amazing. It was recorded in Paris with longtime producer Kev Shirley. What's changed in the Maiden camp? You're going to find out after this with Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden on Triple M Hard and Heavy. First of all, though, track 4, Lost in a World. This is Iron Maiden Senjutsu in full on Triple M's Hard and Heavy. That was Days of Future Past, the track guitarist and songwriter Adrian Smith thought should be the first single from what is a double album. 17 albums in, mate. How have things changed over the years as far as how things work in the studio?
I think it's changed a bit. And we don't really rehearse now. Before we, the last couple of albums we've done, we just come in straight into the recording studio. We turn up in the morning, you know, Steve will have an idea, or I'll have an idea, or Yannick, and we'll just work on it all day and then record it at the end of the day, you know, do several takes, and then that's it. I mean, years ago, we'd rehearse for 2, 3, 4 weeks, you know, in just in a rehearsal studio. So we had the songs, we played this, we knew the songs before we went in, pretty much all of them, you know. So that's the main difference, you know.
More to come as we unveil Iron Maiden's Senjutsu in full on Triple M Hard and Heavy. Diane Hayden on Triple M's Hard and Heavy, playing you brand new Iron Maiden. Not just one track, the whole bloody thing. The irony is not lost on me with the name, by the way. This is Senjutsu, the epic double album come to save the world in 2021. That was Darkest Hour. I'm chatting with Adrian Smith, songwriter and guitarist with the band, and he did reveal the album has been, well, it's been ready, recorded, done and finished since 2019 and shelved due to the pandemic in the hope that they'll be able to tour on it. Of course, that spicy cough has had other plans.
We've been doing the Legacy Tour, you know, and we've continued to do that next year, hopefully, which is features mainly songs from our back catalogue, which is fantastic fun. And, you know, it's one of the most enjoyable tours we've done. We all love doing it. Mm. Such fun with the props and everything. But the next tour is going to be probably based around the new album, which is important, you know, because you don't want to be going around like a cabaret band, just, you know, playing your old hits.
I hate it when bands do that, mate. I'm sorry. I hate it when bands go around and just do that. Yeah.
I think a mix of the two is about right. You know, you want a bit of old and a bit of new. So, you know, that keeps us going as musicians. You want to be creative. You want to get your ideas across. You know, I've always really enjoyed the writing process, so I want to continue doing it. So we're in a great position, you know, we can do both, like you say.
Yeah. When you get around to different parts of the world and you get back out there, do you like to disappear on your off days and drop a line in somewhere or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, got any good spots for us that we don't know about?
What, in Australia?
Yeah.
I haven't done much fishing in Australia. I did go to Tasmania many years ago, which was amazing. Mm. I didn't catch anything, but it was an amazing experience. In fact, I wrote a book called Monsters of River and Rock, which is about fishing on the road and lots of music stories as well.
Yeah.
So I do like my fishing.
Just a legend with the axe and the rod, fishing rod. More from Iron Maiden's Adrian Smith after this. Find out his favourite Aussie band. Might surprise you. It did us. Triple M Hard and Heavy. Triple M Hard and Heavy, Iron Maiden, The Parchment and Death of the Celts. Legendary, epic new tracks from the 17th studio album, Senjutsu. It's been a few years since Maiden have been to Australia. The Legacy of the Beast tour was literally cancelled just as the first round of COVID hit, which broke our hearts and still has cracks in it. I'm chatting with Adrian Smith from the band. What is your favourite Aussie band that you tell people about when you tour across the world?
Well, the first time we went to Australia many years ago, we played some shows at a band called Heaven, who I thought were great. You know, they came to America. I think they got a deal, but it didn't happen for them for whatever reason, but they were a great band, you know. Mm. Of course, you know, AC/DC goes without saying. But, yeah, I've always loved going to Australia. It's such a, you know.
We can't wait to have you back, mate. To tell you the truth, we missed you by, I think it was just like a month that we missed out. Yeah, so it was actually painful. But looking forward to 2022. Will this, like if you're still doing Legacy of the Beast, will anything from this new album, Will it make it into the set? Like, are you going to rejig it after the break in the new album?
Possibly, yeah. We might do, maybe we'll do one or two songs off the new album. Maybe Writing on the Wall, something like that. I don't know yet. But yeah, we'll definitely play one or two, I think.
Just in personal opinion, I think that Days of Future Past is just like a Maiden anthem ready to go. You know what I mean? I might be on my own on that, but that was just an absolute standout, mate.
We'd have to try that live. See, you know, all these songs we recorded, some of them we never even played them all the way through in the studio. We did them in bits.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past we played, you know, together.
Yeah.
So we'd have to work it up, play all these songs and see how they feel in a room live together, you know.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what we'll play.
Now, Writing on the Wall is number one here on our weekly countdown, has been for 3 weeks. Ah. And you're sort of smacking about all these other heavier, you know, well-produced, finely tuned bands. Is there something that bands aren't doing today that you believe, you know, music's missing?
Well, I would say that Maiden is very unique because we cross over different eras. I mean, we grew up in a different era, the late 70s, 80s. It was very, very organic, you know, the recording process. And touring, we've been the four corners of the earth for the last 30, 40 years. We played everywhere. We built up a following, you know. So we've never been reliant on having a catchy single. We have done them, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think we just built up that following. So we've got our own niche. I feel it's difficult for young bands today with the whole way the whole music business is set up, you know, to get a band going and to get a fan base, because people are just, their attention span is so limited. I'm the same, you know. I go on YouTube, it's bang, 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 just going through different stuff. And, you know, you're just sort of scrolling through a whole load of stuff, you know. I don't know if this is something that bands should be doing, you know. I think, if you've got enough determination and talent, you'll break through, you know, if you try hard enough.
There is one more epic masterpiece to come on Senjutsu, the last track, Hell on Earth, and might as well get this off my chest now. I put my foot right in it with another member from Iron Maiden. Yeah, I got a purge after this, Triple M Hard and Heavy. I am stuffed. Put a fork in me. They don't come much more epic than that if they do. Hell on Earth is the last track on the new double album by Iron Maiden. It's been Senjutsu, the 17th studio album by the biggest band in the world. Thanks for listening, mate. Thanks to the legendary Adrian Smith, too, for hanging out with us. Adrian, before I let you go, I have to apologise to Dave. I accidentally told him he's the lowest paid member of the band,
which he laughed at. And he said, as long as you got enough for a couple of beers and some good times with some mates, you know, I don't know about that. He was genuinely one of the best interviews we've ever done, along with you. So not only apologize for putting him under the bus, but pass on our congratulations. He's bloody amazing. All of you are, man. Jeez.
Okay.
Thank you. I've had that on my... No, seriously, Adrian, I've had that on my chest since I hung up the call like 3 years ago. So,
my God.
Now really? I feel better. Look, mate, the new album is absolutely sublime. It's heavy as hell, and it's just a staple again in the discography of Iron Maiden. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Okay. Nice to talk to you.